From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm Darren Howlett. And thanks for joining us tonight as we explore the local food culture with our guest, Susan Ochterlony.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you back. This is your second time?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've actually been here before. I think
no,
I sent Beth.
We didn't.
I think I sent Beth Turner.
Beth last time. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And we talked back and forth, but we didn't actually have you on stage, so to speak. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast for your first time.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right.
And we're excited to have you here tonight because we get a chance to talk about flavor, which you've been sort of heading up for the last, how many years is it now?
About 5 years now.
Is it five years? And we took a break last year.
Yep. So this is our fourth year with Flavor in 2016.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sunday, September 18th.
And it's going to be a beautiful sunny day.
Absolutely.
At Coastal Black. And
Coastal Black Winery from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Tickets are already sold out.
Right.
So they've sold out in 5 minutes.
I was going to say, was it like the last year where they sold out super fast?
It was actually even faster.
Wow.
We sat there and watched it happen and we actually couldn't believe it happened. We were watching it on screen and all of a sudden 5 minutes is up and there's no more tickets left. It was crazy. Crazy.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. And you guys put restrictions on this time too, right? Like you made it a little more difficult. You couldn't buy like 5,000.
Exactly. We had people, we limited people's number of tickets that they could buy up to, I think it was about six tickets each. Kept things, and it was just crazy. It just went over. We just watched it. It was like a month of preparation for 5 minutes worth of work.
Wow. that's got to be a good feeling that there's so many people excited about it.
It's a great feeling. It's a great, great event. The food, the wine, the beer, everything about it is wonderful, and it supports an amazing cause. So all the funds go back into North Island College to the students, and we're going to be purchasing equipment this year, educational equipment this year as well. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, like I'd like to actually even like start out why you even started doing this in the first place. I know why I did it.
Yeah. But. That's a good question. Beth Turner, who you had on a number of years ago, her and I were kind of kicking around probably about 6 years ago, like what could we do that would be really unique, that the community would really, really enjoy. So we talked with our chefs at the Culinary Arts Program in Campbell River and our North Island College chefs, and we said, what's up? What could we do? So we started tossing this idea around about a food and wine festival. We're both huge foodies. We eat and we like to drink, and we did. So we kicked it around, and we thought, we could do this. So we approached the North Vancouver Island Chefs Association because we'd heard that they had some interest in doing this, but were never able really to get it off the ground. So
we were more scared than anything.
More scared, yeah.
We're really good at making food, but organizing stuff, I don't know,
So we actually met with Leslie and the board. I think we had our first meeting with you. We brought the idea to yourselves, and we thought, we can do the organizing piece. We can put the resources behind the organizing piece. It's a really great cause. For the first 3 years of the event, it supported the culinary arts students, provided scholarships. We've raised the endowment is sitting at probably about $30,000 right now, the amount that we've raised over the first 3 years. So that's going to be there for life. We're going to be supporting 4 students every year for life out of what we've done thus far. So the cause was really great. Leslie was really supportive. It was something the chefs thought that would be a great idea. We'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried it that very first year. And it was a resounding success. And then the next 2 years, of course, were even more successful.
Just kept
growing and growing and growing.
Wow.
So we took a break last year. It got too successful. We needed to take a step back.
That last year was a little crazy.
It was a little craziness.
That was my first experience. Yeah. I hadn't been to Flavor, whether as a vendor or as an attendee. And I just heard, through John, mostly. He was my... proxy there, and I didn't realize. And so when we were there, I was not, I wouldn't say overwhelmed, but I would definitely was blown away at the caliber it was at already. So
so this year, based on the feedback we received from the chefs 2 years ago, we decided we're going to scale it back again, go back to where we were that first year in terms of the number of guests attending. So we've only got about 550 guests attending this year. We've got our exhibitors and our volunteers, so we're only going to be having about 700 people on site. So it's going to be nice and intimate. there's going to be a lot more opportunity for the chefs and the wineries to actually talk right. with the guests. Because I think that was really lacking that a couple years ago.
It was a lineup.
It was a lineup, and you're just trying to get through the lineup. We don't want that. We want people to really enjoy themselves, take away the experience. We want just an amazing experience.
It's nice to have that connection with people.
Exactly.
It's not only just sampling their food and their passion, but finding out who they are and what they're doing.
Exactly. So. And
well, I think that's also part of what entices sort of on the back end, like the chefs and the various producers. That's what entices them to show up, is that they get to talk to all these people that are already like this engaged audience mm-hmm. that are ready, these people that want to talk to them, you know, and then missing out on that one-on-one, even if it's only a minute or two.
But it's very, very important to us. Yeah. So we took the feedback, we kind of stepped back a little, and I think this year is going to be the best ever. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it's exciting.
I know every year, I've always dreaded it.
Have you?
and I'm always like, because you get into that, usually what's around April or whatever, you guys start coming out and you start saying, hey, do you want to get involved? And I'm always like, well, of course, you know, like it's a good event. And then June hits and it starts getting a little busier, and then July and then August. And I'm like, and I've got this food permit I got to get sent in, and I got to actually figure out what I'm doing and mm-hmm. trying to organize with everyone. And then all of a sudden I know it's September and I'm pulling my hair out, and then I'm like rushing. I mean, one year I remember pulling an all-nighter with Chris Thrift.
Yes.
Really?
From Dolphins. We pulled an all-nighter because we had to work a full shift at Atlas. And then after the shift, we're like,
we kept going
and we're like, we both went home. I think we got an hour's sleep. Came back, loaded up the car, and then we got out there. But then we, gave away all this food, and people were just like raving about it. And all of a sudden, it was like, wow, that was completely worth everything.
It was just
to be able to have that feedback, and then be able to go around and see what everyone else was doing.
Well, I feel bad for the last year that we did it, because I know that, as you were saying, the restaurant is incredibly intense, incredibly busy, and then if we had Atlas being represented at Flavor, but we were also doing an Edible Valley tent. Mm-hmm. So once you had finished everything for Atlas, you called me up and you're like, how are we? And I'm like, I need help. And then you came over and helped me get on track. And you were like, oh yeah, it was a pretty intense weekend. Yeah.
But that was the thing too that I found from that event that was great, is that there was that connection between other chefs.
Yes.
And I showed up there and I was doing profiteroles and I was slicing them. And then Paul Haywood.
There was a bison stew in there, wasn't it?
With the bison stew.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm cutting these profiteroles, and next thing he's over there cutting profiteroles with me too, mm-hmm. you know, and I actually cut my finger.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me that.
But it was great because then, locals, Ronald was there.
Ronald was there.
And he's like, here's a Band-Aid for you. I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm glad someone remembered a Band-Aid. And
I remember too, actually, that was, I knew Sarah, Sarah Walsh from Prontissima. I knew her sort of from this occasion or that occasion, but I remember she came over and she's like, you guys look like you're so overworked and you haven't been able to get out. You want some, I've snagged some wine for you. And so she's like, you got to start enjoying the event. You got to bring you, relax a little. And so, I mean, that's just it, right? Like everybody just starts enjoying everything because there's just such abundance there. It's fantastic. I love the experience. Like, I'm so happy that it's back.
I'm really happy to hear about the collaboration, because that's one of the things when we were working with Leslie at the very beginning, is that we really wanted to foster was that collaboration between the chefs and that appreciation for what everyone else is doing. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So it's so huge. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to this year. That's great.
So actually, maybe we can get into it if you've got it here, but who is going to be there and what have we got going on? Because I know you probably got, you have lists in front of you.
I've got lists in front of me. Everything's still a little fluid right now. We're a little bit over a month out. And people are actually in their busy season now, and they're looking ahead and thinking, okay, can I actually do this? And we're trying to find ways, creative ways to help them do it. So we got some great people there. We got some new exhibitors. We've got Roto's Coffee and Bistro are coming on board.
This is great.
Avenue is coming back. They've been about a 3-year hiatus, I think.
They have a new chef there.
New chef there as well. Ivan's Truffles is going to be there. A huge focus on chocolate this year. We've got Ivan's Truffles, Demon Island Chocolate.
We're actually going to be partnering.
You're going to be with Ivan?
With Ivan.
Fabulous.
That was my little twist at him, because I was like, come on. And we're like, we'll do the podcast. We'll set up beside and talk to people there.
Perfect. Okay.
And then Ivan can do his truffsicles. So.
Truffsicles, yeah, the frozen truffsicles. And of course, hot chocolates is going to be there. I think this is their third year.
Oh, that's right.
Which is really, really nice. We've also got some great different kind of things, coffee and tea. We got Stonehouse Teas from Campbell River, which is really nice. Right. They're going to be doing something quite unique. Milano Coffee's joining Royston Roasting Coffee Company.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a couple things there. And then we've, of course, got, well, there's Atlas Cafe, of course, is going to be there, represented by you. Blackfin Pub. We've got the Church Street Bakery.
Blackfin's new this year.
Yeah, they were there not last year, but the year before. Yeah, so
okay,
this
good.
Is their returning. Church Street Bakery is actually going to take over the pizza oven at Coastal Black, and they're going to be serving pizza. It's
wonderful.
It's a very close replica of the oven that they actually have at Church Street, so that's been modeled on it, so they know it well, and they're going to take it over and use it. Cumberland Hemp Company is going to be serving their ice cream, which is quite exciting again. Who else do we have? Island Gourmet Trails is going to be there. Locals Restaurant, of course, Chef Renelle de St. Pierre. The North Vancouver Irish Chefs Association are going to be doing three different items, I think.
Looking for help.
Looking for help email,
There was a little blurb
the other
day.
I'm like, I got two booths somewhere.
I think they're going to do a couple proteins and a dessert, so we're really looking forward to that.
Wow.
Prime Chop House and Wine Bar is back.
Oh, great.
Signature Oil and Vinegar. Riptide Pub from Campbell River, first time that they've been there.
Be exciting.
They've got a new GM, Christine Fleming, and also a new chef, Joe Volk, is there.
Wow.
So he's there. So he's he was actually there from Dolphins a number of years ago.
Oh,
so he's coming
Wonderful.
Coming back. White Whale, Hot Chocolates, I said. Thrifty Foods is going to be there.
They've been there every year.
They've been there and been every year. Yeah. A really good sponsor for us, actually.
Are you... sort of scaling back focus on, I know that in the past there was not just 40 Knots, but there was other wineries.
And in terms of wineries, we've got,
Oh, that's a whole other page.
That's a whole other page. Oh, no.
You just pulled out a whole other page. Wow.
We've got 8 wineries on board.
Fantastic.
Almost all, well, we have, of course, 40 Knots is going to be there. Beaufort Wine.
Right.
Vineyard's coming. Blue Moon, Carbrera out of Hornby. Coastal Black, of course, will be there.
Right.
Peacock and Martin's Jason Hyde's bringing his whole slew of wines.
And that's from all across BC.
All across from BC, so it's amazing representation. Way West, Chris Smith is bringing a couple, I think he's bringing Tantalus and Summerhill as well.
Oh, wow.
So quite excited about that. And then Prime Chop House is actually bringing a winery along with them too, and they haven't told us who yet. So we're waiting to see that one. So they're pairing right up front with the winery.
Yeah.
Real focus on local breweries this year. So we've got Gladstone's going to be joining us. Beachfire Brewing in Campbell River. They're just opening up in September, but they're going to be coming on board first.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
We're working on Cumberland Brewery, so hope you're listening.
Come on, Darren.
So we're very hopeful. And then, of course, a few of the other favorites. We've got Hoyne joining us again, Longwood Brew Pub's coming back, Phillips Brewing's coming as well. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, really great lineup.
Yeah.
So we're really, really excited. Yeah. Really excited. So we're just starting to find out what everyone's going to be serving, and that's my favorite part of the whole process, is actually getting all your forms in to see what you're actually serving.
See what you're actually
serving. Yeah, so I really love that. So
have you heard anything yet?
Well, yeah. Beaufort's told us they're pouring, or they're Ortega. They're Bodacious and they're Sabotage. So that's nice.
Fantastic wines.
Three fantastic wines.
All of those wines.
And it looks like you've just passed me along what you're going to be doing.
So. Oh, yeah.
What are you bringing for Atlas?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually partnered with Tannadice.
Fabulous.
Right.
Yeah. And so it was actually Darren's fault on that. He got Alan at the restaurant.
Alan at the restaurant. I was like, hey, maybe there's going to be a little synergy there, a little something going on.
Yeah. So I got some pork ribs coming from him.
Fabulous.
So we're going to do some barbecue. I think I'll do a hoisin glazed barbecued pork rib, and we're going to do a little bit of an apple celery root slaw. I think is going to be the
That sounds amazing.
The final little dish there. So you have that nice little sweet and smoked piece of a pork rib, and then just a little palate cleanser with the slaw to go along.
Nice.
So.
Wow.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've also got some great entertainment lined up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've already got that figured out. We have Easy Street joining us. It's Annie Handley. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have James Johnson and Hyde. Michael Johnson, can't remember the other two, their first names, but yeah, they're really wonderful to listen to.
Okay.
And then we've got our DJ coming back as well to keep things going in the little corner area.
Right.
So it's, yeah, so it's really exciting. So lots of, it's going to be a full 3 hours so people can sample, take their time.
Right.
There's no rush through this. Like they can take as long as they want, and the entertainment's going to be fabulous as well. So
yeah. And so for, I don't know, I mean, there's a part of me saying maybe we should sort of fill in a bit of a picture here for people that haven't attended, but at the same time, if you're not, I mean, even if we tell you about it right now, you're not going to be able to get there. But the, generally the way that the day goes is that all of these vendors, or sorry, all of these restaurants or all the people that you've just listed here have tents or booths set up and, just have they've brought this one single menu item or two as it may be, or three in the case of North Island College.
Yeah.
And it's just free to sample and generally just sort of mingle about the beautiful green, the gardens and the beautiful area. And yeah, it's a very sort of relaxed and wonderful afternoon of just sampling food and drink and whatever. I don't know if anybody didn't pick up on that that's what flavor is but that is what flavor is, and it's
exactly.
Yeah, it's one of the best weekends of the year for foodies, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So is the layout going to be pretty much the same as standard, or is it
the layout's staying fairly similar?
Right.
We're going down to one gate this year, so we're going to just have the single entrance off of Endall this year.
Right.
So Coastal Black has expanded their parking area, so we're able to accommodate down all of our guests at the one area. So don't have to have people coming through two gates, and so it doesn't make it as confusing.
That was always a little confusing when you had people coming from the north and the south.
No, exactly. Then meeting in the middle and who's in the middle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just got the one gate, but everything else is fairly similar. We're going to be using as much of the space as possible, all of the space.
Right.
So it's going to be fairly wide open for people to just really enjoy that opportunity to mingle and chat with their friends while they're enjoying amazing food and wine and beer. And
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, listening to some great music. So, and it will be sunny.
Yeah,
it will be.
We're
going
to go with that. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's been really wet enough.
Yeah.
For the last month and a half, and I'm like, this whole summer has been pretty wet.
Yeah.
So I think September.
The tail end of the summer is going to be nice and warm the whole way through.
I think so as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any other sponsors you wanted to talk about. They're part of the people that make this all happen too.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, our sponsors are really great. They come on. They basically. Take care of all of the expenses. So the ticket proceeds go directly to the students and to the educational equipment this year.
Yeah.
So it's really important to recognize them.
Because I think a lot of people don't realize how much it costs to put on one of these events, and the ticket doesn't pay for it all.
No, it doesn't. So our sponsors this year, our presenting sponsor is RBC Dominion Security.
Right.
They're back for their third year, which we're really, really excited to have them back.
That's wonderful.
We also have BMO Nesbitt Burns as a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Thrifty Foods is sponsoring as well.
Oh, that's perfect.
And we also have Engels & Vokers, which is a new real estate company in town.
Right.
Okay. They're high-end realty, so they've come on board as well. So we've got a few sponsorships left open, but we've got two left to sponsor the entertainment and the other one to sponsor our volunteers.
Wow.
So we're looking for sponsors to come on board to cover those costs associated with those. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's just going to be really exciting year. Like, I'm really excited to have it back. I missed it actually last September. It was really...
Yeah,
you probably didn't, but I did.
No, you know what? I kind of
I did.
I was like, I had that feeling afterwards, and I was just like, something's missing from the summer, you know? Like, it was pretty intense summer for me.
I remember actually that conversation that I had with you last year, and I said, oh, so what are we doing for flavor this year? What's your plan? And you're like, oh, it's on hold. And I was like, actually, like crestfallen. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I just got into it. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And for myself, too, is I missed out on, because you did the other fundraiser, Taste.
We did a fundraiser in November
with
the Chefs Association.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I missed out on it because I happened to book off 2 weeks for that.
Okay.
So
that's when you're in Mexico?
I had to go to Mexico.
You had to do it. I know.
Hard
it
to do.
I was told. I was like, oh, I don't want to take time off. They're like, you're going to Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went down.
Yeah, we've got a great relationship with the Chefs Association. It's like our Can't even say what it means to have that relationship, to be able to go to them when we're thinking about having a fundraiser and just being able to bounce ideas off of them and having their full support.
Yeah.
That event, the taste event in the Comox Valley, was just exceptional. The food was like unlike anything anyone's ever seen at a fundraiser, at a gala dinner before. And when you've got, you know, chefs in the kitchen like Renald St. Pierre, and you've got Leslie Stav, and you've got, we had Wes Erickson bring in the halibut.
There was lots of names there.
There was a huge names. Yeah. Kevin Wallace was down from Painter's Lodge. There was just this huge conglomeration of amazing chefs in this kitchen working towards this common goal.
And I felt guilty that I missed out on that, because I was like,
yeah,
this is the place I like to be.
And I think they really all enjoyed themselves. It was a great fundraiser for the Chefs Association.
Well, that's what I got feedback, too, is that the Chefs Association was like, it was a great event, and everyone was like, so I got back, and of course, I got the meetings and the debriefings, and everyone's like, it was amazing, and this happened, and this dish, and this, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, Mexico was okay.
I'm sure Mexico was great. So that's what we're doing this year.
Fantastic.
So looking forward to hosting everyone on September the 18th.
September the 18th. And for those that don't know, I seem to remember that there was sort of a group means of getting out there?
Absolutely. We've got shuttles going to be operating from both the Comox Valley and Campbell River campuses in North Island College.
Okay, great.
Taking people up to the event so they don't actually have to drive their car. And shuttles will bring everyone home as well. So,
fantastic.
You can purchase your shuttle ticket actually online at the Flavor web page. And,
okay.
Yeah, and which is...
I was going to say, what's the address?
The address is gourmetpicnic.ca. So it's just very simple. Gourmetpicnic.ca. So
great. And then that's where people can find generally most of the information.
All the information's up there. We're going to be posting all the exhibitors that we have confirmed are up there. Our sponsors are up there. We're going to be starting to post on our Facebook page, Flavor Facebook page, as to what people are going to be starting to send. We're just going to give people little hints as
little
to what's going to be served and what to expect. And
I shouldn't have let mine out.
That's okay.
And for those, in the event that maybe there is a potential sponsor out there listening, right now, is that the best way to get in touch with you too?
Absolutely. Actually, you can just call me directly at the college. And
Susan Octoloni
at North Island College. And it's very easy to get a hold of me. So
okay, great.
Yeah,
great.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's great talking with you.
I'm just glad to have you in.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us up to speed on what's happening.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in and following and supporting us on the Edible Valley. And we definitely like to thank our sponsors.
Right. Ivan's Truffles, of course.
Of course.
And Atlas Cafe and The Butcher's Block.
Our newest
sponsor. Yeah. And if you want to sponsor or look into some...
Help supporting our local food culture, I think is there.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the best way to sum it up. You can get in touch with us at any of our means. We are available. You can find us on Facebook as Edible Valley.
You can check us out at the website at theediblevalley.com. And, of course, connect with us on email by ediblevalley@gmail.com.
That's right. All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
The Atlas Cafe, celebrating 20 years in the Comox Valley. Globally inspired, locally sourced.
Do you like chocolate? I like chocolate. IvansTruffles.com.